Reason number one, why I believe in the resurrection. The historicity of Jesus of Nazareth is airtight. And if that's a new word, what I basically mean is, hey, did he really exist? I mean, is this like, you know, King Arthur? Did that really happen? Is it myth, legend? Or did Jesus of Nazareth, the person, historically live in space-time and walk upon the earth? I want you to know the reality of his historicity is airtight. The biblical manuscripts, both their quality and their quantity, the first century Greek documents overwhelmingly demonstrate that he actually lived. Now, what you need to understand is that when we look at Plato, Shakespeare, Homer, manuscripts from antiquity, often we only have a half a dozen or a dozen, or maybe it would be huge to have 20 manuscripts to give evidence that what Plato said was really Plato. New Testament, we have 5,000 first century manuscripts. 5,000. And biblical scholars, both liberal, conservative, those who don't even believe in the Bible, all treat those manuscripts as first century historical documents telling actual stories of what actually occurred. Second, in terms of the historicity, extra biblical sources. I mean, you know, there's circular reasoning if you say, well, yeah, the Bible says he existed. No. Josephus, Jewish historian of the first century. Man, he's got all kind of information about Jesus. Pliny, the Roman historian. Oh, man, he's got all kind of information. Tacitus. If you read the first century historians, Jesus is a central figure, his death and the growth of the church. Third, there's archaeological confirmation. Unlike multiple other religions where, you know, someone had a dream or some ooey-gooey liver-quiver experience and we're supposed to believe that God gave him golden tablets or he had some picture in his mind and now this is new revelation. No, New Testament is built on history. Archaeological facts. In other words, Jesus will talk about the governor who was there. He talks about Peter, here's a coin and the inscription that's on the coin. He'll talk about a specific census that was taken in Bethlehem at his birth. Now, what's interesting about all that is 30, 40 years ago, they couldn't find the governor's name. They couldn't find one of the inscriptions. In the last 30 years, archaeologists have one after the other found the specific archaeological facts validating those people in New Testament times. By contrast, not as a slam, but by contrast, we're after truth here. The Mormons have a book called the Book of Mormon, and it talks about how Jesus came to America and how he was in lost civilizations and there were all these cities. The Smithsonian Institute was asked to do research. Is there any archaeological evidence for any of the so-called cities, any of the so-called people? Can we find one shred of proof in archaeology in America to support that? The Smithsonian Institute says zero. See, it's really important. There's all kind of religions out there that some guy got an idea. He writes his own book. He's a charismatic leader, kind of mixes it up with the Bible and says, here it is, and they get a group of followers. I'm talking about verifiable by history, archaeology, manuscripts. Jesus lived. It's airtight. Historical figure. Well, then the next question is, well, what was he really like? I mean, is it just myth that he was this awesome, great, wonderful person?